The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you. For the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father, that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to test your intelligence, your intellectual acumen. What do all these things have in common? Are you listening? Buongiorno. Bonjour. Che tal? Guten Morgen. Grüß Gott. Good morning. Buenos dias. ¿Qué tal? So I've spoken to you in about 5 different languages. No? Malagayan Pascua, okay? Hello, anyone home? Okay, what you have in common is that these were all greetings. But they're greetings in different languages. This is the way that the Jewish people used to, and they still greet, it's the word shalom. You ever hear that word? Shalom would be peace be with you. Well, see, you know your languages, huh? You're all polyglots, huh? Polyglot means you know more than one language, you know? When I was in Italy, one of our French Canadians asked, "What is a polyglot? Someone who knows more than one language. How about a monoglot, an American?" Because we couldn't pick up the language as quickly as the French Canadians and the others, you know? So Jesus greets with shalom. You know, a greeting is very important. It's something very small, but it's one of those social virtues that Thomas Aquinas speaks about. Thomas speaks about affability, amiability, but also knowing how to greet someone. Let me ask you this. I'm going to show you 2 hand gestures. And I'm going to ask you, are they both the same? Are you ready? It's the same, right? It's the same hand, the same person, but one is a friendly gesture of welcome. The other one is, I'm going to give you a black eye, huh? As we're saying, New York, punch your lights out, huh? Or deck you, no? It's the same hand. One is a frightening gesture, another one is a welcoming gesture. So here's another question for you. Are you listening? Okay. When you're walking towards someone that you know, say you're walking down the street or you're walking in a park or and someone is approaching you that you know. Now be honest. Do you wait for that person to greet you or do you greet the person first? Come on, be honest. I wonder. I think sometimes when we're really in a good mood, we greet them first. But maybe at times we wait for them to greet us first. Be honest. You hear me? Okay, let's give the interpretation of that, because we speak through gestures too, right? We speak through words, but also we speak through gestures. And there's a difference between... Okay, by waiting for the person to greet you, that's a sign of pride. Because you think you're more important than that person. Be honest. Let him greet me, and then I'll greet him back because I'm more important. But when you take the initiative to greet him first, what are the virtues you're practicing? Humility, courtesy, and charity. Just by that one gesture. This is what happens when you're an English major. You know, you go deep into the language. You get the symbolism behind it. But true, you take the initiative. You're humbling yourself. You're putting that person first, right? Then it's an act of courtesy, of civility. Then it's also an act of charity. How does Thomas Aquinas define charity? I told you before, you forgot, huh? It's willing the good of the other. Right? Charity is willing the good of the other. Okay, I'd like to build on this. I spoke about this morning for about an hour, so I'm just warming up. All right. When you're at home, say for example you're the wife, okay? And maybe you have the privilege to be able to stay home and you don't have to work. If you have to work, God understands. But some of you, thanks be to God, because of your husband, the economic situation, you don't have to work, which could be a real blessing. So if you're the homemaker, when your husband or children come home, what type of welcome do you give them? Hello? It's important. Very important. Your husband comes home. Oh, that's you. And I would wager that one of the reasons why you've got, you know what a cholo is? Cholo? Cholo, you know what that means? A gang member? Is because these children and teenagers do not have a warm welcome at home. Think about it. They don't have a warm welcome at home. So what is una pandilla? It's la familia de la calle. It's the family, la familia de la calle. It's the family, the street family. If we don't have the family at home, we're going to look for it outside the home. That's why you've got so many cholos and pandilleros, because they don't experience love at home. Amen or oh me? Maybe that's an oh me, huh? I'm going to tell you a personal experience. When my mom and dad married in 1954, a long time ago, they made a decision that mom was going to stay home. Okay, that mom was going to stay home, and they were open to having a big family. So they were married June 26th, and their first child was born March 27th, 9 months and 1 day afterward. I was born 11 months after that. So within 20 months, they got two kids. So my dad said to my mom, look, I will find work, I'll work hard, I want you to stay home and you raise the kids. My mom could have worked. You know what she did before she met my dad? She was working at General Motors in Detroit. That was a very prestigious job. General Motors in Detroit. That was one of the most important companies in the world. My mom was working there. So she could have kept working and probably made a lot of money. But no. Better stay home and watch over the kids. So that when we came home, my mom was there with the door open, with a smile on her face, a hug, here's some cookies and milk, now go out and play. And I grew up with a lot of love and security because of that gesture. You hear me? Very important. Didn't come up with, grow up with these phobias, insecurities, and depressions, and this and that. Because of the warm welcome that I experienced from my mom. Very important. Very important. Knowing how to welcome people. Okay, I've left the best for last. Many of you people are going to be welcoming someone in a very short time. It's the most important welcome in the whole world. What is that? Hello? You're going to receive Holy Communion, right? Are you going to receive Him with great love? Are you? Keep working on it. Pray for me too. Let's keep working on that. And if we are able to welcome our brothers and sisters, welcome Jesus Christ in their homes, then when you die, Jesus is going to welcome you to heaven. Amen.